Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my visit with the recipient of the Brownfield Network KMMO Radio Youth in Ag Award last evening that I presented at the Ray County Fair.
I'm at the Ray County Fair that is the livestock auction for this event, and I just presented the Brownfield Network KMMO Youth in Ag Award belt buckle to Cassie McGinnis. Cassie, how are you?
Good.
First of all, congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you go to school? And I know you've been in FFA.
I'm in FFA. I went to Hardin Central. I graduated this year. I've always been in FFA. I show pigs.
Very good. And are you selling something here tonight?
Yes, I am.
What has FFA meant to you in your life?
FFA has meant a lot. You get to meet a lot of people, see people all around the world from national convention. It's good for kids that show animals.
You did graduate this past year?
Yes, yes.
And I understand you've got a job already.
Yes.
Where are you working?
I'm going to work at the Head Start in Richmond.
Oh, that's very good. Just as you were affected in your life, you're going to be affecting these little kids' lives, I'm sure, as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
If you had somebody younger that wanted to be in FFA, would you recommend it to them and why?
Yes, because it made a very big impact on my life. It was very fun.
I always say the communication is the key word for FFA. Do you feel like that it's helped you communicate more so than you would have if you hadn't been a part of that?
Yes, it made a big difference.
You mentioned going to national convention. That's pretty awesome. And when you go downtown Indianapolis and see about 70,000 blue jackets, and
oh, yeah,
you guys just kind of take over the downtown area, right?
Yes, there's a lot of blue jackets everywhere.
So you're still officially and able to show in FFA? We'd be able to do it another year or so, or how long is
yes.
it?
Yes, I can show till I'm 21 through FFA.
Okay, very good. Well, we wish you the best. I know that you're outstanding. I've talked to several people when I heard that you're the one getting the award, and they all had kind things to say about you, and a well-deserved honor for you here, and appreciate it. I'll look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now my next stop on the fair circle will be in Boonville tomorrow at the Cooper County Fair. I will have live reports there tomorrow morning here on KMMO. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. What do you call people who are afraid of Santa Claus? Claustrophobic. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.